morning. Welcome again to Back to the Book broadcast. Good to have you listening this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring you once again the Word of God from God's precious book. I need to get back to the book today, get back to the Word of God. The only direction we'll ever find is in the book, and the only encouragement we'll ever get is from the book. And he encourages and leads and directs his people through the ministry of the Holy Spirit that dwells within every saint of God. And just good to know we've got direction, we've got leadership this morning that only comes from God. And that's where that the world is in trouble today. They're following everybody except the Word of God and the will of God. But it's good to be here this morning on a Sunday morning. Trust you're getting ready to get up and be in the house of God today. Find your place in church this morning. Get to Sunday school. Quit laying out of Sunday school. And get to Sunday school. Teachers have studied and getting ready to teach the classes, and then you don't show up, and you don't get what God's got for you, because that's a part of the church ministry for the people of God. It's the Sunday school hour, and you encourage you to go to Sunday school. You say that's for children. Well, that's the reason we got adult classes. We got adults too, and all that needs to hear the Word of God. And so you be here this morning, be in church, be in your place in the house of God. Invite you to come here where we're members at it, Mountain View Baptist Church, and try and hear where Brother Kevin Norton is a pastor. And you come today and you'll hear the Word of God preached, and you'll hear the songs of God sung. And I believe you'll experience a little of the taste of heaven here in the services as we meet together and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We've got the truth and we've got the spirit, and that's a good combination. You've got to have them both. If you just got the spirit and no truth, you got confusion. If you got truth and no spirit, you got deadness. And spirit and truth together sure does enrich the service and motivates the saints of God to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So you come today. Service began at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour, 10:45 for the worship hour, then back at 5 for the evening service, then 7 on Wednesday for a prayer meeting, getting together in the middle of the week to get something from the Lord to help us continue through the rest of the week and pray for our nation, pray for the needs in this world today. We've got lost loved ones. We've got friends that are lost. We've all got somebody that's out of church, away from God, that needs the Lord in their life. And we've got somebody that's able to reach them when they won't listen to us. God knows how to reach them. The Holy Spirit has no boundaries. He can go anywhere. He can get in bed with them. He can get up and dive down the road with them. He's there to bring conviction and remind them of the need that's in their lives today. So it's good to be here. You be with us in the house of God today. We'd appreciate seeing you in church this morning. Send it out to all the shut-ins. A lot of folk can't get out and be in the house of God, can't go anywhere. And we need to pray for them this morning, pray for you. I know for some, this is their Sunday worship time, listening to the radio and hearing the Word of God. And I don't take that lightly this morning, but I appreciate the open door and the opportunity we have to come before the microphone and represent the Lord Jesus and try to encourage the saints of God and try to reach the sinners this morning that need salvation. So I want to send it out to all the shut-in, those that are sick and suffering, been in the hospital, different places. I trust that you are looking to the Lord this morning for your strength and help that He only gives to His children, and encourages them along the way. He'd not put anything on us we're not able to bear. But with that, He'll make a way of escape. He said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world." We've got constant companionship from the Lord. And what a blessing that is today. So we'd send it out to all those this morning that are sick and suffering today. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. We'll go to the Lord in prayer, pray for your needs today, and then we'll get into some songs and the Word of God. going back to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 this morning and try to find direction there for the Word of God in the will of God today. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, want to thank you for the privilege just to come boldly to the throne of grace, and we might obtain that mercy and that grace to help in the time of need. And certainly, Lord, we're needy creatures because we're still in this finite flesh. We're living in a wicked world, and we need you this morning. We need your encouragement, your direction, your leadership. I pray, God, you'd bless every need this morning that's been made mention of and those we don't know about, that you'd intervene in the needs of your people today. I pray, God, you touch those that are sick and suffering, those that shut in, not able to get out to be in the house of God. I pray your blessings upon them this day. I pray, God, and you most of all, that you'd speak to the sinner's heart. This might be the time they'll turn their heart to you and find peace and safety and salvation in you this morning. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, and that's the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for deliverance through the precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Have your will and way in the broadcast. God, use it this morning for your glory, and we'll honor you. Praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. And don't forget, be in church with us today, and I believe you'll enjoy the services if you'll just come to be in the house of God with us this morning. And so you do that today. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning as we look to the Word of God. Be turning to Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll be getting into the scriptures in just a little while after we have a couple of songs today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning as they sing. Amen. His grace is for His glory and for our good, and I appreciate that this morning. Hope you got a blessing out of that today, and be encouraged from the Lord this morning. All right, we're going to have another song at this time. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as she sings this morning.
And for the children of Israel, He could part the Red Sea. I know Jesus will take good care of me. If he could paint a sunset in the western sky, and he can make the sun to rise up in the east, if he could rise from the grave after dying on a tree, I know Jesus can take good care of me. Could save the Hebrew children from the fire, and he could rescue Daniel from a lion's den, and for the children of Israel he could part the Red Sea. I know Jesus will take good care of me. Yes, he can walk on. I know my Jesus, he'll take good care of me.
Amen. I'm glad the Lord does take care of those that are his this morning. Thank God for that. Hope that was a blessing to you today. Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter of faith and the Word of God. And we want to just continue the message we've been preaching for a week or a couple of weeks here and try to continue on just a bit. And Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible said, and in verses 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, faith is. I want to reestablish that fact this morning. We mentioned the first broadcast. The fact is, faith is real. Now, faith is. Amen. The fact of faith. I don't have to see it. Don't have to hear it. But faith is. It's what we believe in our hearts. And faith is. God gives to every man a measure of faith. And we're to build upon that. Thank God he assures us of that. There's a fact of faith. And so faith does many things. We mentioned, of course, that not only the fact of faith, the results of faith. There in verse 2, a good report. God gives a good report to those that exercise their faith in him. Faith will guide you and direct you as you walk for the Lord. By faith we receive knowledge from the Word of God. Verse 3, the Bible says there that we receive knowledge. We understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And faith rewards us. There in verses 5 and 6, which you mentioned on last Sunday, faith rewards us. Now I want to look at verse 7 today, and notice this as we read here in verse 7, talking about Noah. And faith, of course, rescues us. Amen. Faith rescues us. Now we're living in the midst of a sinful world this morning, and we know that we're faced with every kind of problem in life today. But I'm telling you, faith's going to rescue us from this world system this morning. I'm glad faith is real today. Now, I've noticed this morning. The Bible said, first of all, that faith, we find that God's warning is given because of our faith. God gives warning. God warns us. The Bible said there, Noah, in verses 7, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Noah was warned of God. God warned Noah and put in the heart of Noah a message for the people. And there's the two-phase act of faith that's exercised there as God sends, first of all, he sends a message to God's man, and then God's man sends a message to God's people, to a world that's in sin this morning. And so we know that there's a fact of faith, and of course, faith that rescues us from this world system. The Bible said here, this world system, of course, is all around us. We were walking in the midst of a sinful world, and we still are, but we were serving this world before that we got saved by the grace of God. But our faith rescues us from this world system. He makes us a child of God, for by grace, through faith, you say that not of yourself, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we're rescued from this world system. I no longer belong to this world system this morning. I've been rescued by faith. Amen. He delivers us from this system that we're in today. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We've got hope beyond this life based on our faith this morning, not what the world has. There's so many things in this world that they've got to offer, but none of it will get you to heaven. There's only one way to get rescued this morning from this world system, and that's by salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We get born again, saved by the grace of God, and rescued because of our faith in the Lord Jesus this morning. So first of all, God sends a message to his man. The responsibility lies upon his preachers, the men of God, to preach the word of God. God sends a message. He sent a message to Noah. He warned Noah about the things that was going to come. He warned him. And so the message was sent to him, for him, and then the message was sent from Noah for the people that was around him. So from this world system, we've been delivered. But God's man has got the responsibility to receive the Word of God. This is not just less a matter of getting a few words together, but it's a matter of getting a message from the Lord. God's got a message for every congregation, for every occasion. God's got a message, and the responsibility, of course, lies upon the men of God to prepare their hearts and to dedicate their lives and consecrate their lives and keep their sins confessed and sins dealt with in their life, that they might receive the message from God that is necessary to give to this world that's out there today. First of all, it's to give to the world that's lost. We got that responsibility. And brother, every once in a while, God gives a message on salvation for God's man to preach. We've got to receive from the Lord that God wants for that particular occasion and that particular people and that particular church and for that particular congregation. God's got a message for them, and he gives it to his man to preach that message. So the responsibility lies upon the men of God to receive
a message from the Lord for the people that's going to be listening to him to preach the word of God. That's a grave responsibility this morning, and we will answer for that when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, whether we receive God's message for God's people to hear and their world to hear and to preach the word of God to them. So that's what it's talking about. The message came to Noah. He warned Noah about things that was going to come. So we know there was a divine inspiration from the Lord to Noah, what he wanted him to preach to the people that was out there. And Noah, of course, was living in a very wicked generation, and there was many things going on in the world in Noah's day, and God moved upon him to preach the word of God. Deliverance that was going to come only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he was given a message. You got to escape. You got to put your faith in God. And God warned him and gave him the message. And then God, he gave the message to the people. And when Noah stood there before those in those years that he preached, and when he declared the word of God and brought them an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus, brother, he was giving them God's message to them. So the responsibility came upon him to preach the word of God to them, and then the responsibility passed upon the people whether to hear and that to act upon what he heard, what they heard from the Lord through Noah that was preaching the word of God. And so that's the way it works even today. God gives a message to his men to preach to the people. Amen. Maybe lost people out there. People that's never been saved by the grace of God. It may be the people out there that's been saved and they're trying to walk with God, and they're failing in some way, and they're, at which we all do, they're faltering, and God gives them a message to encourage them and to lift them and to reprove them, rebuke them. You get mad at the preacher this morning if he preaches on something that you're doing wrong and preaches the word of God. Just take it from the Lord. God's trying to get you straightened up and trying to get you to live for him. And it's for a purpose to magnify the Lord in your life and make your life fruitful and that win other souls to the Lord instead of being a bad example to them. And so there's the message that come from Noah. They said, he warned them. He said, the flood's coming. It's going to rain. And we're building a boat right here and it's going to rain. They didn't believe him. Well, that didn't lessen his responsibility. He just kept on preaching and kept on building, and for the over 100 years preparing for the rain that was going to come and the flood that was going to come. Never had rain before, and so, well, I don't believe that because that's never happened. That didn't make any difference because God said, God give Noah the message, it's going to rain, and it did rain, and so he gave it to the people, and the responsibility passed upon them. Brother, when God gives it to God's man, and he gives it to God's people and to the world, the responsibility rests upon those that's hearing that, to receive that, and to act upon that. And so, my friend, listen, we take it for granted this morning when we're going to church and God's man gets up and takes the word of God, and he's studied and he's prayed, and God's given him a burden for a message for that day and for that night, whatever it is. And brother, we're hearing that from the Lord. That's our responsibility to hear and to receive and to act upon that that's been given unto him, because it's God speaking to us through his man, and God chose to work it that way. He didn't send an angel to preach to you and I every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time. He don't send angels to preach. He sends men. God called men to preach the word of God. I send men. I don't apologize for that this morning. God don't call a woman to preach and to carry the word of God. And so she's got a job to do within the church. I know that. But I'm telling you, God's men are God's men. And that's what God uses for his glory and for his honor this morning. And so there's the fact that this, we've been delivered from this world system by salvation. Amen. We've been delivered from this world system by salvation. I've been saved this morning. I've been delivered from this world system. system that had a hold upon me and no longer has that hold because my salvation is depending upon the Lord. I've been saved by the grace of God. We're in the world, but we're not of the world this morning. And so we've been delivered from this world system today. And then all of that, but only delivered from this world order. And I'm telling you, there's going to come a day when a full deliverance is going to come for every saint of God. We're living in a world today. We're still in the flesh. We know that. We're still in the flesh. But there's coming a day we're going to get delivered because of our faith from this world system that we're living, this world order that we're living in today. The rapture is going to take place and get us out of this world. Amen. There's only one way out from this world for a saint of God, and that's up. Amen. We're going up. Now, you may be looking for the grave. I'm looking for the rapture this morning. Amen. So we've been delivered. Faith rescues us from this world order. We're here and expecting the Lord to come because of His promises in the Word of God, been given to us by the Lord, been preached to us by God's men, that Jesus is coming again. Jesus preached it to His disciples. He said, if he destroy this body, in 3 days I'll raise it again. And Jesus did that very thing. He came back to life. He's alive and well today. And we've been delivered from this world order we're going to be delivered by the rapture of the church. We're leaving this world behind. We're going to leave this world behind for the judgment of God to fall upon this world and through the tribulation and through God's wrath, and that God's going to judge every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world, brother, because judgment is coming. You can be delivered and rescued from the things of this world by salvation and from this world order by the rapture of the church. We're going home to be with Jesus one of these days. And so faith is real this morning. It rescues us. It rescued Noah. The Bible said, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, move with fear. God's judgment, God's message brings fear upon the life of the people today. I got saved that morning. It's been 70 years ago because there was a fear in my life. I was going to face God and go to hell. Amen. I was afraid of the fire. Amen. I wasn't even thinking about a mansion. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm thinking about getting delivered from the wrath of God and brother getting saved by the grace of God. And so, but the Bible said they was moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which he is by faith. And brother, God gives his righteousness to those that are saved, because you can't face God with your righteousness. It's not good enough. Your righteousness is as filthy rags, as good as you can do. It will never justify you in the sight of God. You're going to have God's righteousness to justify you at His sight through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of sin, confessing of sin, and asking God to save you by His wonderful grace. It comes because by faith. Amen. It was by faith, and God rescued Noah because of his faith. And that's what got him out of this world. Amen. It's his faith. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. May God bless you. It's our prayer. Meet us next time and meet us in church this morning. God bless you until then. Amen.